Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of true freedom, surrendering to God's purpose, living according to His design, and using our freedom as Christians to bring glory to God. Today's Bible verse is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16, "Be free, yet without using freedom as a pretext for evil, but as slaves of God." That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16.
Being free is such a beautiful thing, don't you think? It gives us this incredible sense of liberty and independence. But as followers of Christ, we must never forget that our freedom should never be an excuse to do evil. Instead, we should humbly recognize ourselves as slaves of God, willingly surrendering our will to His divine purpose. Today, let's unpack what true freedom means for us as believers. The greatest freedom we can experience as Christians is the opportunity to have a deep fellowship with God. It is through this intimate connection that we find true satisfaction and fulfillment. When we choose to live our lives according to God's standards, we start to grasp His loving design for our well-being. As we walk in step with Him, we are liberated from the grip of sin and Satan. Isn't it absolutely incredible to think about? The all-powerful and mysterious God, who works in ways far beyond our comprehension, has set us free. We are no longer bound by the chains of our past mistakes or the endless temptations that surround us. It is through God's incredible grace that we have been given the freedom to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Let's take a moment to truly reflect on the amazing paradox of God's sovereignty and our free will. Even though God is in complete control of all things, He has graciously granted us the ability to make choices. We have natural freedoms that allow us to navigate through this journey called life. And yet, in the midst of it all, God calls us to submit our will to His. This is not a demand for us to be enslaved in a negative sense, but rather an invitation to embrace a higher purpose for our lives. It is an invitation to surrender ourselves to God's perfect plan. So as we fully embrace our freedom as Christians, let's always remember that we must not use it as a pretext for evil. Instead, let's see ourselves as instruments of God's love and grace, allowing His perfect design to guide our every decision. When we choose to live in harmony with His standards, that is when we experience true freedom. In conclusion, let's take a moment and celebrate the incredible freedom we have as Christians. It is a freedom that flows from our deep fellowship with God and our commitment to live according to His divine design. As we continually surrender our will to Him, we find ourselves released from the chains of sin and Satan. So let's use this freedom wisely, always striving to bring glory to God in everything we do. Remember, being free isn't just about autonomy and independence. It is about embracing our role as slaves of God, surrendered to His purpose. So let's live in the fullness of our freedom, always cherishing the incredible relationship we have with our Heavenly Father.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of freedom that we have in Christ. Help us to understand that true freedom comes from surrendering our will to Yours. May we never use our freedom as an excuse for wrongdoing, but instead, may we use it to glorify You in all that we do. Thank You for the deep fellowship we can have with You, where we find true satisfaction and fulfillment. Help us to walk in step with You, liberated from the grip of sin and Satan. Guide us in understanding the paradox of Your sovereignty and our free will, so that we may choose to live according to Your loving design. Grant us the wisdom to use our freedom wisely, always striving to bring glory to Your name. May we be instruments of Your love and grace, allowing Your perfect plan to guide our every decision. And as we surrender ourselves to You, may we experience the fullness of Your freedom, cherishing the relationship we have with You, our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, spread the joy of knowing our Lord and walking with Him by sharing this message with your friends and family. Let's journey together in faith and bring others along the way. Goodbye. May blessings abound in your journey ahead, guiding you with grace and filling your life with joy and peace.